Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One. The Corolla Drink Seattle Bar Crawl is sold out. But don't worry, you can still party with us at the Showbox Soto Lounge. Saturday, June 24th. Lynette Corolla, Ray Oldhofer, Jay Miller, Gary, Kalen, Dylan, Nick, Dawson, plus Loxy. And I'll pick up all your pieces, but I can't help you go follow your woman through the way they end. They shed your body to be free. Loxy at the Showbox Soto Lounge, plus special guest Moon Darling. Tickets and more information at CorollaDrinks.com. Get your tickets now for Loxy and Moondarling at the world-famous Showbox Soto Lounge, Saturday, June 24th at CorollaDrinks.com.
There's a whole lot of good things happening on the Podcast One Forbes network. Forbes U30 is a show about young innovators, disruptors, and entrepreneurs, like the minimalists Joshua and Ryan, electropop artists like Lights, CBS Search Party star Charles Rogers, the women of YouTube's Clever TV,
plus many more.
And the Forbes interview is a deep dive into the minds of the folks who could be on the cover of the magazine, like Tinder founder Sean Rad, hero pilot Captain Sully Sullenberg, Moneyball author Michael Lewis, pop star Jason Derulo,
and the list goes on and on.
Subscribe or listen to Forbes U30 and the Forbes interview now on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or PodcastOne.com.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number 77. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name's Chris Loxamana, and once again, this is the sideshow of Resume, where we hang out with my Corolla Digital buds, drink some brews. We got a good one. And, we just talk about whatever. Now, today's June 13th, 2017, and I got the crew here with me. Matt Fondelier's in the house.
Yeah, buddy.
Kalen Bean's here.
Hey!
He's not in front of a mic, I guess.
I was going to see if he would run. Nope. Gary Smith's here. No, he didn't.
I'm not your bud, pal.
Jeez, man.
That's good.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
So harsh. I'm not your guy, friend.
South Park reference he's doing.
Yeah. Real.
Don't be offended.
Oh, I'm not offended. Real Nick Davis is here.
Go, Pack, go!
Go, Pack, go! And my weekend buddy, Mike Dawson.
Sorry I'm late, guys. I was taking a crap.
There you go. I don't know. Is that a South Park quote? I hope.
No, it's not.
How many Keurigs was it?
But if you know that, tweet me at Real Nick Davis.
Yeah, there you go. Tweet him at Real Nick Davis. Now, Dawson and I hung out all weekend. We played Jones Fest. Now, I didn't know what Jones Fest was.
Best party on earth. Do you agree?
I agree now. See, Dawson's been talking about Jones Fest for years.
I was going to say, how do you not know what Jones Fest is? I feel like I have a very intimate understanding.
I've heard of it without being there. Yeah.
As you can only get so close without being there.
Yeah.
Once you're there,
but I feel like I'm
you'd be
at
like,
that
holy
threshold.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be.
You will say, yes, it is everything that you described it as. However, you could never describe this.
Yeah.
I very much wish that I had gone to that this weekend instead of doing what I did.
We wish you were there, man.
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, I got a text message from Dawson. Hey, you want to play Jones Fest? And this is at 12:30 a.m.
We started booking the festival 2 hours earlier that night.
Yeah, so he thought of me, and I was and you know, I'll play any show, you know, and I'm really grateful and stoked that Dawson even thought of us. So of course I said yes, and we go, and this is a festival, but Jones Fest. I know, festival, it's heavy quotes, because it's held in a backyard with a stage that's already built into it, like it's a deck. And it's pretty much an outdoor venue. Like, this place looks like it was made as a venue.
It's like a biker bar without the bikers.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a bunch of weird, the house has a bunch of like weird decorative choices, I'll say. Like the knickknacks, they have like, there's a hanging baby.
Excuse me?
It was
from
fake.
No, there's just weird shit around there. There's a mask of the devil from South Park.
Yeah, exactly. The mask, the devil from South Park, Simpsons
just
paraphernalia,
old weird shit. Yeah, just all over the backyard, but not in a in your way kind of way.
No,
just
yeah.
Like a that's cool.
Whose house is it?
Karen Jones.
Karen Jones called the show.
Guys. Come on.
Who? Karen Jones.
Like it reminded me if Sid from Toy Story grew up.
That's creepy.
Jesus.
And like had like and like just kind of just became, you know, developed all his
kept,
style.
Yeah, yeah, it got really weird and kept all his
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought of. So it was really really great decor. The bands were amazing and yeah, it was just a party. Kinky Friedman.
What was your favorite thing about it?
Oh, there are a few things. One, there's this dog that was just running around the entire time. And
that's Bodie.
Bodie jump on stage while we were playing our set. Just lie down right in the middle of the stage while
nice.
We're playing. So yeah,
what kind of dog is it?
I don't know.
It's some kind of mutt.
Hmm. Yeah,
you know, it's about a 65-pound dog.
Cool dog. There's a band called the Caverns, which had one of the best bassists I've ever seen.
Chick.
Yeah, and it was a girl. Which it was incredible. Like she's just so precise and so fast. So the Caverns, I think they're out of Santa Barbara or something. But
and they played note for fucking note. They did Can't You Hear Me Knocking. They did a Pink Floyd tune, a Zeppelin tune, but the thing that really got me was used to be a staple on classic rock radio, but you don't get to hear it anymore. Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. Don't ask about the shape I'm in. I can't sing. I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. Do you know that one?
Mm-mm.
Don't ask me what I think of you. I may not give the answer that you want me to.
These are young kids.
Nobody knows that song?
That was the shit my parents listened to.
That was the first incarnation of Fleetwood Mac.
How are your guys' sets?
Chris's set was amazing.
Dawson's set was amazing.
I watch you guys do your own sets.
We could have done better.
Yeah, I give it a 6. We're our worst critic, like, though. I mean,
we're just over a 5.
Did Will, your bassist, pick that other bassist's brain? Did they chat it up? I just imagine there's a big bass fraternity.
Oh well, Will lent his bass amp as the backline, so every bassist uses amp. So
they
I guess,
all love Ace of Bass.
Yeah. So I guess. I don't know what it was, but Will just saw that as free privilege to just jump on stage right after each band and talk to the bassist. Like, oh, use my amp. Let's talk about it.
I knew it.
So every time I looked over, Will was just back on stage, just hanging out with a beer, talking. Like, what the heck are you doing, dude?
That was great because I called him the day before the show, and the guy who was in charge of getting the gear sent me an email. He said, look, I'm having a problem getting a good bass rig. We can use the house bass rig, but it's not great. I'm like, give me a second. Let me ask one more person. And that's when I asked you if Will would let. So you guys were cool. And
yeah.
Every band jammed on that bass rig, and it sounded amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back next year. Oh, and somebody barked at me over there.
He told me that.
And I said, what up? I did that move, you know, where you like. You do the interlocking hands, and you do the, you know, the one-arm hug. And then I walked away because we just finished playing. So I was just going to, you know, just trying to walk off the adrenaline and all that stuff. And yeah, I didn't see him after that. Like, he just disappeared.
Just that one moment.
Into the night. Like that Homer Simpson gif where he just disappears in the bushes. Like, that's what I thought he did. Like, I lost him.
I mean, forgive me, but isn't that kind of like an ideal fan interaction? You guys said your piece. You guys had a good connection. And then you just get to both go on with your night. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, but it, you know, sometimes at a party that's going on for, you know, the next 5-6 hours... you know, you meet people and then you talk to them for a second or two, and then, you know, 2 hours later you'll run into that person and be like, hey, yeah, so what's happening? And then you'll have a conversation.
Right. See, I make it a point when I go to a party to facially recognize who I've spoken to, and then I just avoid them the rest of the night.
Nice.
Well, you know, just usually half hour into the party, I've met everyone. See ya.
Later, guys.
See, I do it the opposite. I say as little as possible to everybody right away. And then I catch them later if they're still around.
I might need to try that.
Yeah, I think Dawson's about this good because he feels them out.
Yeah.
Do I even need to bother talking to this person anymore? No. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time, but the real party happened after the bands played.
Oh, Jesus.
Jones ends at like 6:30-ish.
Yeah.
And so it closes early, and the rest of the night is time to party. I went to this bar, the only bar in Santa Ynez, that is open because the whole town, it's like a small country town. Everything just closes.
Literally.
But there's one bar that's open, the Maverick.
The Maverick Saloon. Swinging doors.
It's a saloon. Line dancing. By the way, I'd probably go to a line dancing bar average once a year, maybe twice if I'm feeling crazy. And I've never learned how to line dance yet. And it's like, why? I only go once a year.
I feel like you have way more line dancing stories than anyone else in this room.
That is 100% true, I think.
Yeah, I remember you going to a line dancing bar and like you tried it and everybody got really offended that you didn't know all the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I line dance.
It happens once a year. So it's almost...
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, is it worth me YouTubing this stuff and learning it just so I don't have to feel this weird
Absolutely,
once a year?
And please take video.
Yeah, and the time is now.
Here so we can watch it in 360.
Oh, I should.
The next time, it would just be such a joy just to be there and see you start line dancing with all the cowboys and cowfolk.
It looks fun. Folk. I like it. One, everybody participates. Cowfolk. You don't have to like find a girl to dance with.
It's the English we, the royal we.
Yeah.
All right.
Cowfolk. And you don't have to find a girl to dance with. Everyone just kind of just jumps in and does it like an Encino Man, that prom scene, like all those old 90s movies where everyone just seems to know the moves and everyone just goes.
I was going to go Cool Runnings, but...
Yeah. And there's this old band playing.
It's a great movie.
And by the way, old, I mean like these guys were great old. Cast. Like it looks like their joints were hurting as they were playing, but they were playing great, great tunes. They were called Dusty Jugs.
It's a great name.
Yeah, it was a great name.
The old guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're playing, and then right after they play, the place turns into a club. Like they hit the last chord of Runaway Sue, and all of a sudden Drake just comes on the speakers and all the laser lights, and everyone just starts going. And then all the old timers, yeah. And then all the old timers are still trying to line dance to like these pop songs. It reminded me of because they're like half the place was just dancing like it was a club, and the other half is still line dancing to all these songs. Like you ever play like Grand Theft Auto or like The Sims where. Some of the extraneous characters just suddenly move, like do the same motions like in the background, and it just like it looks weird because they're programmed that way.
Sure.
I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I felt like a video game. Just like they're like in the corner of my eye, there were just people just moving the exact same way because they were line dancing still, and they were doing really complicated stuff to these pop R&B songs. And so it just everybody melded together, and we had fun. I actually danced with a lady who she had to have been like 80. Maybe 90.
Watch out, Jen.
Yeah. You know, it's that move. Like, I'll dance with the old lady and, you know, have fun. And she had two ski poles, not even a cane, like two ski poles keeping her up. And she was, she was moving. And
Chris, she was just blind.
Trust me, she wasn't blind because afterwards she comes up to me like, "Hey, I never see you around here.
Never did with an Asian boy
because she was blind."
Thank
you,
Nick.
Yeah, so I didn't really know how to respond to that. I thought, "Oh, okay. No, I'm not from here. Oh, yeah, I come here all the time." Like, "Oh, she's a local." And
apparently a cougar.
Yeah, oh. She's a cougar cuz later on in the night, Mikey's girlfriend knocks a drink over. We all had a good time. And it falls onto this other old lady. And I look at her. I'm like, "Oh, my God, are you okay?" And she's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm totally fine." And everyone around her. And one of those ladies around her was the ski pole lady. And I look at her like, "Hey, are you okay?" And she just looks at me.
"I can't see."
She looks at me, takes her hand off one of the ski poles, looks at me, and just sticks her finger in her mouth.
Oh, I love it.
I was like, "Oh my God, Santa Inez.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is wonderful."
So,
God damn.
So I went home with her.
Yeah.
She marked her territory. I had no choice in the matter.
Holy crap, man.
That was funny because usually what happens at Jones Fest is all the bands stay at the house. Usually some psychedelics come out. And it's like we're rolling 50 deep in the backyard throughout the rest of the night. The patriarch of the Jones family just had what's being described as a triple fucking A, because it was a triple aorta fucking rupture thing.
Yeah, I don't.
He had a 3% chance of surviving. And he survived. And he was home for Jones Fest, but he was recovering in his bedroom. So the party kind of went to Lake Kachuma. And then me and Chris and Mikey and Will and Mikey's girlfriend and a few of the Jones people and hanging back. There's like 10 people at the house. Like,
bros and cigarettes.
We're going to the Mav. Your bros and cigarettes were there. Went to the Mav. And I stayed for one drink because I kind of felt, I was tired. I've been working a goddamn festival all day. Two, I don't get to see the Jones family that much, so I wanted to go back there and hang out.
Yeah, Dawson disappeared. He did that thing where it's like, where'd Dawson go? And Will just goes, oh, he left. Don't know, no goodbye, nothing.
I left at the exact wrong time.
Yeah, I like that style.
I think that was actually the right time.
I wasn't that butthurt.
As I was leaving, a 50-person wedding party showed up at the Maverick.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm sure the 80-year-old lady came from. And I got to tell you, I assume the bride and groom were good-looking people because they had some good-looking friends.
Ooh. Yeah, it was
even the girls.
a whole bus of just really of people just dressed super formally just walked out. My first thought was, "Oh, is it prom?" I realized like, "Wait, we're at a bar. Like, there's no way that could be
dope prom." Awesome bar. Yeah.
Awesome prom. I went back to the house, had a couple shots of tequila with Kinky Friedman. The night before, we went to a casino.
Is that a man too, or
Indian?
That?
Yeah, that sounds like a
Kinky Friedman ran
porn star.
For governor of Texas in like 1973.
Yeah. So Kinky Friedman's this old country star that actually
he's the Jewish cowboy.
I have no idea.
Jew boy.
Yeah,
that's what he calls himself.
This yeah, Matt, you
too far.
You should know. He's actually the
that's every Jew in Texas.
His
Nick coming in hot. That was pretty fucking good.
One of his campaign ads in Texas in 1973 was vote for me, I'll make the speed limit 54.95.
It's pretty funny, because you people are cheap, Matt.
I'm aware. I'm aware of the stereotype, thank you.
This guy was awesome. I'm telling you, he's got this, he played me a bunch of his new songs, and told a great story from the stage where it starts out that he got a phone call from Willie Nelson. And Willie says, what are you doing, Kinky? I'm watching Matlock. And Willie says, that's a sign of depression. Turn off the TV and start writing songs. So Kinky said, okay, wrote 14 songs. And a while back, then a while later, Willie calls him again. And they ask how each other are doing. Kinky says, I wrote a bunch of songs. And Willie says, yeah, well, I'm just calling to find out what channel Matlock is on.
Nice.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, so we had a blast at Jones Fest. Maybe next year you guys should come.
Sure.
Second Saturday in June. San
All
Inez.
Are welcome.
It's on Old San Inez
Except
Day.
Except for Crybabies and Tattletales. There is a sign.
I think we have an event that day, but it's going to get canceled once we get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
Be all right.
Yeah, so how was your weekend, guys?
That's a glitch.
Kalen sounded like he had a good weekend.
Yeah, we went to go do an event, and then it got canceled. So. We were stuck in Anaheim for like 4 or 5 hours.
Stuck. You got to drink beer for free.
Yeah, he's a glasses half empty
kind
of guy.
I did not get to drink nearly as much as everybody else.
First of all,
else.
Not nearly as much, but you had a good time. When I left, you were still drinking. You seemed like you were having an okay time.
Where were you? What is this?
All right, so Corolla Drinks was going to do a beer festival. The two gentlemen that their names escape me right now. Do you know? They were on the Corolla Drinks after
Gabe,
show.
Gabe is one of them.
Yeah, Gabe.
And I forget
Gabe Maldonado.
Good guys, and they have this moving beer festival.
We did a festival with them a little while ago.
I don't know
Taco
if you're serious, but I'm believing you because I like that name, Maldonado.
It is.
It's a good name.
Wow. He's a good dude.
Props to his parents.
So we got down there. Everyone else got down before me, so maybe I shouldn't be telling this story. Kalen?
Yeah, me and Nick and Emmy drove down to the festival, and we set up. We got there about 2 hours before it started. We did a festival, a similar one, a beer and taco fest, a few weeks prior, which was awesome.
So I saw Waldo, that a-hole.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, the Waldo store. So that one was good. So we figured it was going to be just like that. So we get down there and we set up everything, and it starts at 1:00, and we got the whole tent set up. We got the poster, we got all the mangria out, and at like 12:55, this lady comes by and just has like this look on her face, like, oh man, this is not going to end well.
And this is not going to end well.
She's just
very clear from like 12 feet before she got near us. She was going
to
be a problem.
Yeah, and so I pretty much just stood to the side as Jay talked to her. It eventually came down the pipes that she was just shutting us down just because don't know, just because
We were serving Mangria and we did not have Endless Ran. And she was under the impression that it was all beer. So after this all happened, the organizer, I believe Gabe, maybe it was his partner.
Yeah, this lady was like the head from of the venue that it was at. So Gabe and his partner invited us down there like the one before, but this lady was the one that ran the venue. So she came out and said, you guys don't have a wine permit. This is wine. And Gabe's partner, whose name is escaping me, he pulled out his permit paper, says, yeah, I do. It's right here. I marked down beer and wine and sent it to you guys. And she said, oh, well, we sent you another one back without the check mark on it, so you guys got to shut it all down.
And he said, do you have that? And she said, no. And he said, well, mine's right here. And she said, she just kind of looked at him like, tough
shit.
This
is happening one way or another. Like, we're shutting you down. First, for no reason.
I mean, it really hadn't even started yet. Joy and I got down there a little bit later. I was there for probably about 5 minutes while we had our shit set up.
Aren't beer and wine licenses? I mean, this is going to sound dumb. Same. But yeah, are they not the same? Like
they are the same, but this chick was freaking out over the fact that the alcohol content was 20.9%. And like, I feel her.
Can't argue that.
Yeah. So
we didn't even have the red. Well, no, that's 21.9.
No, it's not. That one's 20.9. The white's 19.9.
It has to be under 21%.
It has to be under 21%. Yeah, so it 20.9. Can't be 21.9.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's no way the white's 18.9.
Well, whatever. 19. The most alcoholic one we have is 20.9. That's the right.
Yeah, because 21% makes the liquor.
It wasn't all bad. There was some pretty good food there. But the first one we went to, it was like the first hour was like VIPs. You can go around, get all the free food you want from
the
trucks.
That's the
move. Samples. That's definitely the move. That's what I was expecting. And so, you know, I was going out there and I was just getting ready to order something. And then someone else walked up and then I saw them pay. And I was like, oh, crap, none of this isn't happening. So had to pay for all the food. So I didn't eat anything.
Oh.
And yeah, I only got to sample a few beers, which were good, and it was fun. You know, it was fine. It was cool, but I would have rather gone to the Jones Fest if I had a choice.
One of the organizers was manning one of the beer things at a certain point, like well into the afternoon when I had already had like 6 or 7 beers at least, and 6 or 7 of the little mini beer cups they give you or whatever. And I walked up to him and was like, I handed him my cup, and I was like, I'll try that one right there on the right. And he was like, hi, Gary. And it freaked me out. I didn't recognize him. I don't think we'd ever met in person before.
That was Gabe.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Gabe's right. A listener.
He's a nice guy,
yeah,
for sure. It was just very weird. Like
in the beginning when the whole drama was going down, when they were shutting us down, me and Emmy, who works on Corolla Drinks After Show, he's actually Olga's daughter's boyfriend, if you followed that. But we walked off, got beer, found out the food was not free, bought some food. We came back, and that lady was by the table with the other people, and Gary and Joya and Kaylin and Jay were all separate. And I walked over to the table. I'm like, oh, like, I didn't know we were shut down. I was like, oh.
She was like a customer. Oh, yeah. Hey, you want to try?
I have some great pictures of us getting shut down with you in the background walking by smiling with food in your hand.
to be fair.
What's the matter?
To be fair, Nick was like 13 deep at this point.
me and Emmy left when the gun went off. We were like, boom. Because we thought we were going for a taco truck, but we found out what Kaylin found out.
Yeah, there wasn't even like really a taco truck either. It was like we'll say.
There were,
had we investigated no, there were further, they never Mexican advertised trick. It as such. But
we'll make sure. I think they're actually going to be doing something with us next month.
I think we're going to be doing a lot more events with these guys. I mean, totally 100% wasn't their fault. Like I said,
no,
the guy had it. Yeah, they had it down. It was just this one lady. She just, I don't know what her deal was.
She didn't secure the correct permits that she had advertised for and told everybody. And then it came down to the fact that there's now an insurance issue, a legality issue, a permit issue, or we can't run this. You know, she fucked up, but she didn't come up and say, I'm sorry, this is my bad.
But these guys that put it on, they're really nice and really great. And yeah, we are going to be doing more events with them in the future. I think possibly like a music and comedy show festival type thing.
It's not their fault.
Maybe we'll go live. They
went with what they were told.
Yeah. Speaking of beer, though, the beer I brought today.
On every team, there should always be somebody to set aside to do due diligence.
Well, it sounds like
based on my conversations with those guys,
it sounds like just operating in Orange County was a huge pain in the ass from start to finish.
I bet.
Which doesn't surprise me.
Put that on my fucking tombstone.
Here lies Dawson.
You got it.
Working in Orange County.
Yeah, operating in Orange County.
Not ideal.
P.S. I love marijuana-laced foods.
Yeah. The beer of the week, Lagunitas. 12 of Never Ale.
It should just say, I'm dead. What do you care?
There you go. Tell us more about the beer, Chris.
Oh, I don't know. That's all I know. It's purple.
It was it was the closest beer to our defunct tent at the Taco Fest.
Yeah, so I brought a 12-pack of it in, and Kaylin and Gary go, this is a bit or something. they both thought I was trying to say something about their weekend, because I actually had no idea about your guys' weekend before this.
Right when we got there, Jay was like, oh, my God, I just had these guys. I just tried their beer last night, and they're really good, whatever. And they were set up right across from us at the tent, so... Jay and I went over there. We got some beer, and it's good. It's good beer. I'm not usually an IPA drinker, but
never
it's a nice
had
IPA.
No, Lagunitas before?
The 12th of Never specifically is apparently a new thing that they're pushing that he had tried the night before.
There we go. Yeah.
Lagunitas IPA is solid. I'll get that any
day. Good. And we made a nice little trade. We gave him some mangria, and they gave us a case, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I love the bro deal.
I was
Lagunitas before.
No,
it is from Chicago.
Move right along, because it's way too visual to even explain.
Wow, that just went...
It caught me off guard.
The look on Dawson's face was fucking brilliant right there.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, you know, I got some really, really exciting news for you, Gary.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We got Shea Fondelet this episode.
Ooh!
Jesus Christ. All right, so if you listen to Wednesday's Adam Carolla... Is today Tuesday?
Yeah.
If you listen to Wednesday's Adam Carolla show, you can just die along with me. Bald Brian, at a certain point, says, "What's on the menu?" And, like, someone said Beetlejuice three times. Matt showed up in my office, like, does someone want to shape up the
I saw that. I didn't know what. That's I heard it. I heard my catchphrase. What am I supposed to do?
No, I remember hearing that, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I
hear the flip flops, like, moments later, just fucking
I saw you come in, and I heard you say that, and I was curious why you came in, but I never asked.
Yeah, did you hear it? You heard it.
Yeah, I heard it. But. You know, most of my mind is on, you know, just audio, sound. Making sure that's clean.
Right.
So, and I'm doing other things while I'm, so anyway.
Yeah,
a lot of times it goes in one ear and out the other.
Dawson's worrying about the technical stuff, so he misses some of the content sometimes.
Right.
Because he's, like, making sure, like, all the levels are good and all that stuff. So, I guess what's on the menu, we all have a weird Pavlovian response to it. And if you want Matt to appear where you are. Well, you got to just
say it.
Like the State Farm agent?
Can you stall
like
for just a couple of minutes? Because I'll be right back.
Sure.
What is Dawson doing?
Really?
You got to pee
I
or
would
something.
Tell you to go for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Well, apparently... Okay.
No, it's fine.
I would sell the live read, but I was just going to do those in post.
Oh, do a live read.
All right. Have you guys heard of Alone on History?
Yep.
Been hearing a lot about it, actually.
Oh, it's back for a fourth season, and it is a doozy.
Sounds cost effective when it comes to production.
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't get I don't
but
get
makes it. For a better show, though, let's be honest. Maybe you should tell people what the show's actually about before we just talk around it.
All right, so well, this season they're doing something a lot different. They have like brothers. They're doing teams. Brothers, but they're the teams that know each other. Sisters, married couple. People that you don't have to learn to like, and you don't have to deal with all the niceties. Nice, that's a word, right?
What do they do? Yes.
They take these two people and they separate them and they drop them off on a Vancouver island, North Vancouver Island, where they have to deal with like the wilderness and all the predators and everything like that. And they have to find each other, and they each get five items each. And one, they have to find each other, and then they have to survive the longest in all the elements and you know against everything. And
there's predators. A teaser commercial for this show that I was watching. And it's just like a black screen. It's like, this is audio from the show. And you just, it's like pouring rain. And then you just hear this bear like, and then this guy going, Dad, Dad. And it's like, tune in. I'm like, holy crap. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. So no, thank you. No,
you can tune in.
Yeah. And it's on History. And it's just extreme conditions.
Well, no thank you to doing that, but yes please to watching it.
There we go. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a reality show. And the whoever survives the longest
speaking my language.
Gets $500,000. That's American cash money. So $500,000. And so please check it out, guys. The show, once again, is called Alone, and it's on History. And it's tune in Thursdays at 10, 9 Central. History, fourth season. It is a doozy. It's a lot different because we don't have to deal with people with small talk. I hate small talk. You know?
Great. Let's get down to the action.
Let's get back to the show, which is all small talk.
Bear fight.
Yeah. Now, speaking of small talk, Matt.
Oh.
No, this is big talk. Oh, he cracked his beard. He's like, oh, it's
ready.
It's time for me to go.
Oh, during the read.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Don't crack the beers open during the
library. I thought you meant period. I was like, really?
No, you guys can open up your beers.
Oh,
now.
I didn't even think about doing that. Oh, and before Matt gets in Shea Fondle, I just big ups to everybody who went out and bought McClure's pickles. God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Nice work.
We must have.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, dude. I found
there's a spike in there. There hasn't been a spike in
I
there.
I owe a lot of happiness to you.
You know, with that guy who tweeted us that they bought the last two jars at El Rancho? That's the Santa Ynez Market that's down the street from Jones Fest.
Oh, crazy.
I found it at a local place near me, too, and I took I paid full retail and took some Bloody Mary mix over to a barbecue I was at this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Went over like gangbusters.
Yeah, hit the party right there. So, glad everybody liked that McClure's episode, and they went and tried the best pickles you'll ever have. Mm. But, Matt, what are you doing for Shay? Oh, actually, I shouldn't even ask that. That's not what I'm supposed to ask. Gary? Say it.
That's on the menu.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
That makes one of us.
And I'm really glad you brought up pickles, because, as you guys know, I missed last week's show.
Yeah, yes, music!
Christ, Matt.
I just wanted to clear the air about a few things.
I don't have headphones.
Here,
give me
borrow that. Mine.
Give me, yes, give me.
Now I can't even hear my own music.
It's perfect.
This is so sad.
A lot of things were brought up on the air last week.
Oh, man.
For the record, and you did not ask me not to reveal that.
Oh, listen, it's fine. I'm just going to say it was a dark week. Had a lot of people tweeting me.
Oh.
What does race have to do with this?
Feel like a lot of trust issues came up, so I just wanted to make it clear. It's not that I don't like pickles. It's that I don't like myself!
And that's...
It's not.
It's not.
Unfortunately, it's not. There's still a little bit more to this music cue. I just thought I would tell you guys about some of the times I have enjoyed pickles. First of all, this is tough, guys. Just bear with me here. Cubano sandwich.
Come on, let's hear them out, guys.
Put a thin slice of pickle on it. It's so good, I don't even mind it.
With that mustard?
So true.
Also, I went to the LA County Fair last year. I had a pickle that was hollowed out, stuffed with cheese, jalapeno. It was deep fried. It was fucking delicious. And lastly, I just want to apologize to all the McClure's fans out there, because not only did I enjoy the pickle chips, but I'll be damned if I didn't get home and take a bite out of one of those pickles. It was good. So, in conclusion, I just want to say I'm sorry. It's something I'm going to work on, and that's what's on the menu.
Oh.
McClure's pickles. That's a damn good pickle.
Yeah.
There we go. We just made a infomercial for him.
Whew. Felt good to get that off my chest.
I thought we did that last
week. I'm glad you did.
I know. We did. My bad. I'm just trying to get a job.
Fair enough.
That was very brave of you, Matt.
Thank you.
To do that. So thank you.
So
thank
I cracked
you.
Open this beer. I'm going to need to drink myself away
I think
now.
I understand now, because I don't like you either.
Thank you, Dawson.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, well...
That is my favorite part of the day, though, so thanks for waiting. I do appreciate it.
Shea Fondelet?
Yeah, and I didn't... It seems now, looking back, that one might think, oh, Dawson knew it was going to happen, so he said, hold it off. Mm. Now, I really needed a cigarette. So I went outside, I smoked half a cigarette, I grabbed the rest of the beers, and I came in, and Chris took the opportunity to do a live read, which I didn't have to listen to.
There you go. It's teamwork, guys. Yeah.
No,
you look like you really like kind of thought of something, though.
It was a hot read.
Oh, I got something that I got to go do, and I was like, oh, okay, he's gonna go on a mission out there and bring something back. It was just like, oh,
smoking mirrors.
Yeah, I thought it was content.
Acting.
I got
a cigarette.
But speaking of food... I love talking about food, and a lot of controversy on the interwebs.
Not on
lately.
The interwebs.
On the interwebs. Food Republic released the top 20, or excuse me, top 18 styles of French fries ranked.
Oh, okay.
Styles of French fries?
I have seen this list, and I don't even want this on our air.
Really?
List is bullshit.
I haven't seen the list. Tell me the list.
I'm going to run through some of it.
Hold on. Let me see. Turn your phone towards me. Yeah, that was
yeah.
Bullshit.
This is the list, and some of these I agree with. Some of them are questionable.
I'm also wondering why 18.
Yeah, can we just go 10 to 1?
Yeah, we'll do.
It looked better in the infographic.
I'll do like top five and last five or something like that.
Like go 2 to 3 minutes.
Well, you should do the last 3 by 8. You don't. There's no reason to do this.
Mm-hmm. Just go ten to one.
Yeah. The number 10 to 1.
3 by 6.
Now let's talk about the best five real quick, because I'll let you know you guys are going to agree.
I just broke it right there.
That's what I'm saying right now. What the fuck?
There's so many fries in my brain. I need. I can't just go with
the number one is waffle fries.
Absolutely agree wholeheartedly. You guys seriously are spitting on waffle fries?
Number one is In-N-Out fries.
Are we brand specific here?
No, we're not brand specific.
Whoa.
We're not doing brand specific.
Okay.
Shoestring fries against waffle fries. No way. Waffle fries take the cake.
Okay, where are shoestrings ranked on this list?
7.
Okay. Well, I saw a different list where it was even lower. You think 7 is an appropriate place for shoestring fries?
No. I'm just saying waffle fries are king.
Waffle fries are fine. I don't have a problem with waffle fries being number one, but shoestring at 7?
Yeah, Let me ask you a question.
Do you put ketchup on your waffle fries?
No, I don't like ketchup.
Now, that is the weird thing to me, because they would be ideally situated as like a chip scoop into your...
But Dawson, here's what you're missing. You didn't say, do you put anything on your waffle fry? He will ladle some fucking ranch.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
The only waffle fry I've had is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
so
right.
And by the time I go home,
so it's like a chip dip.
Have you not been to fucking Carl's Jr. before,
yeah, Carl's
sir?
Jr.
I haven't
got the waffle
Chick-fil-A.
Fries.
No, I haven't gotten the... No, Chris, I don't really go to Carl's Jr., no.
Well, you need to do yourself a favor. There's one on the street that your house is on. Go get some fucking Criscut fries.
Yeah, that will...
Those
that
are pretty,
pretty
goddamn
much,
good.
When I think of waffle fries, that's immediately where my brain goes to, is Carl's Jr.
And a Western
bacon
double fresh.
I can't remember having a fresh waffle fry.
Yeah, so personally, I can't argue the number one waffle fry.
Okay.
I think that takes cake.
So in this room, more people saying waffle. I haven't heard Nick weigh in.
I'm okay with it.
I would have said number one is chicken fry.
Yeah, it's fucking kid.
Right, Nick, go back over there.
Nick, do you have a deal with Burger King?
I meant more of the event. Okay.
No,
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I did mean it.
Plus, I think waffle fries. I think it's a lot of effort in getting that shape.
Sure.
All right. I taste the effort.
If that's now, the one, now, then why doesn't more people do waffle fries?
Wait a second.
Isn't it just potatoes on a waffle grill?
Is seasoned curly fries on this list somewhere?
Yeah. It would just be curly.
Now,
are they seasoned, Chris?
You can season any of the fries. It's just the
curly.
Type.
It's curly.
Okay, so we're specifically talking about shape.
No, preparation.
No.
Shape, okay.
It's preparation, because there is also, like, potato wedges are on this list if it's the same one I saw.
Spices aren't.
No.
Okay.
I mean, cheese fries.
Then why are seasoned
curly
fries on there?
No, they're not. It's
curly fries
curly
are
fries.
Usually seasoned, though. Are they not usually seasoned?
Usually.
Yeah. I imagine they would be.
Yeah,
they're
usually pretty seasoned.
They're actually, at Jack in the Box, they're actually
in the
called
photo,
seasoned
they
curly
seasoned.
Fries.
That's
is there a sure. straight seasoned fry?
The fact
that's
that cheese fries
problem.
Are on there, as much as I love cheese fries, is bullshit, because you could just put cheese on any one of the fries
exactly.
in this
exactly.
list, so that doesn't make sense.
No longer fries.
There's also chili fries on that list, which is bullshit. It's the same thing as cheese fries.
Yeah, cheese fries is...
Chili is one of the...
By the way, cheese fries is number 9, and chili cheese fries, number 14. They add chili and it gets worse.
Totally.
Are you kidding me?
That alone.
That's horrible. Okay,
actually,
what's number 2?
I agree with that.
What's number 2?
Oh, 2 is Belgian
I
fries.
Like just cheese fries.
What the fuck
like
is a Belgian fry?
Irregularly sliced double fried potatoes served in a cone with mayonnaise and other condiments.
So this is an international
socialist making this list. For
I don't
us.
Think this is the same list I saw. It's still bullshit.
Wait to hear 3.
However, I will say that as someone who's had Belgian fries.
Oh, I see 3 and I'm seething. I'm fucking seething.
Number 3.
What about a nice Friday night fish fry?
All right, number 3.
I don't think Nick's getting this. Just in general, the concept. Fried potatoes, Nick. Only if it's a potato.
Oh, number 3. Tater tots.
No.
Jesus. Oh, you a-holes.
That is not a top 10 type of fry.
Fuck
it's not,
this list.
That's
they not
fell
a
for that Napoleon
like,
Dynamite propaganda.
Can we just find out who wrote it and tell
Start
her
tweeting.
19-year-old.
Boy Nation, this
where
is it. Is,
where does this come
you,
where
you
does
don't
this originate
go from writing the school yearbook to spreading this crap on the Institute.
Tots got a lot of good press at the end of the aughts, and they're still riding that wave. There was
Listen,
tots are great.
I
want to
propose
number 3
something
on a
here.
Fry, French fry list.
Guys, I want to propose something here. I want to get your thoughts. I think Kalen needs to do some research come back in with a bean scale version of French fries, because I need a definitive understanding and ranking.
Putting this in Kaylin's hands.
Kaylin, yeah, I'm the one that
I know. So I know.
Let's put it in the hands of the Sabine Court.
The
Sabine Court is now in session.
It's Kaylin.
Then it's me. Then it's Gary.
I'm the bailiff.
I love a spinoff. Nick and Chris need a role.
Who wants to be bailiff?
I'm the bailiff. How dare you?
Okay. Nick.
Court reporter.
Stenographer?
Yeah.
Or the witness held in contempt.
I'm down with stenographer.
Okay.
I'm just the old lady knitting. She just likes to hang out at these court room in the courtroom.
Now you're court reporter.
Yeah. All right.
Now Nick's court reporter.
Dawson's definitely not judge.
Calling us a court reporter is like, it's a derogatory term. We're stenographers.
Yeah. By the way, one of the coolest jobs.
I was thinking, I thought it was a whole different job, like a reporter at court.
I guess I was wrong.
Okay. I don't know.
You guys are going to love that when I share some news for you later.
Yeah. Coming up from the courtroom.
I believe what he's talking about is called a courthouse reporter.
Tots are best in a tater tot hot dish.
I thought
what the fuck
a court
is number
18?
I don't know what that is.
Kaylin in the room is chaos. We're all done.
Yeah,
what is that?
Oh, Kaylin's really upset because number 18 of the top.
That's
fries,
a great T-shirt. Kaylin equals chaos.
Oh,
yeah.
Are smiley fries.
What the fuck? That's a thing and it made the list?
It looks like what you get in like a kid's buffet.
Okay. Isn't number 16 like
we
a...
We had them like in my lunchroom cafeteria like as an option on some days.
Isn't number 16 basically an
really
entire
fried
potato?
Okay, so,
yes.
Like done in like a fucking curly thing?
Wow.
Like what the fuck is this
I would
this
like
list?
To try that. Smiley that looks pretty
enticing.
Smiley fries made the list.
We use Twitter for good with McClure's. Can we please find out who fucking wrote this and have everyone just bark at
them? Well, it also seems like they kind of just ran out of fries.
I'm sure they've been hearing it.
Mainly,
but growl. Show
teeth.
Yeah,
don't bark. Growl.
We should have this guy call in and defend his list in the Sabine Court.
Maybe,
speak your case, sir.
Now,
and just smiley tear fries. Apart.
Now, just to do some
justice will be
some
justice will be served.
Some due process here on what the Sabine Court actually means. When Kaylin makes his ruling, if a majority of us disagree, goes to me.
So the I don't know about this.
If Kaylin and I disagree with Kaylin, then it goes to the third judge, and that's Gary. And Gary agrees with me, and then the Sabine Court has spoken.
I see.
Wow, you're really counting on a lot of loyalty there.
Where is Channing from?
Well,
the way I figure it,
pledge your loyalty
is
you disagree with Kaylin the most. So I figure if I agree with Kaylin and you guys all disagree, because I agree with Kaylin the most.
Yeah, we agree a lot.
I agree more. So either I agree with Kaylin and shut you all up because the bean scale is spoken. And that's what will happen most of the time. The gavel will just come down.
I never question the bean scale.
The Sabine Court has ruled.
You understand disagreeing is kind of my thing.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let me ask you a question about the fries.
And that'll be the official one, and we'll just rearrange the graphic to make it.
Can I ask? I haven't seen the list. I don't know what else is on here.
I'll re-rank those for you next week. I'll put the proper 18 in proper order.
There you go.
If you are ranking fries...
With their own personal rankings.
And you do not include... Home fries.
That's on there.
Wait, what are home fries? Is that like a hash brown?
Yeah, it's like hash browns.
Definitely not.
It's not hash browns. It's chunks of potatoes with some seasoning
and
green onions. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, hash browns. I mean, if you're talking like a McDonald's hash brown.
It's not on there?
It's
called hash browns.
I could have sworn I saw that on there.
If they're going to put smiley face fries on a list.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Then they have a journalistic integrity duty to include home fries. I'm sorry, I'm very angry.
Oh,
about
wait, no, stop it!
I'm very angry about tater tots at number 3.
Yeah, they are. I thought I saw them.
Yes, yeah.
I'm looking at them
right now. I'll show you. I saw them on there. They're not the smiling ones, but they look like the smiling ones.
Number 10, steak fries. Why is that ranked so high? Steak fries are the worst.
You know what?
Garbage.
I don't bark in public, but I will certainly fucking growl.
Talking about number 15.
A steak fry is a big potato with the skin cut.
That's a home fry, right?
And what about fry from Futurama?
Caitlin says that's a home fry.
They put sweet potato fries on it.
You really peaked early in this show.
Well, Dawson won't.
He's trying so hard not to fucking defend himself.
I love that Dawson won't bark, but he'll growl.
He'll growl.
Oh, well, we'll get back to this fry thing.
Seattle that's bark, a home fry, though.
Seattle
I'm
bark growl. Everyone growl at Dawson.
Thank you. I'll buy you a beer. Only the first one because I get scared.
Yeah, that won't be confusing. I'm actually scared myself. The other day, last week, I left a tuna salad in my trunk.
That can't possibly be good.
And I got hungry.
Was there too much?
And it was left.
How hot was it and how long was it in the car
for? It was in there for a day. Like a good 24 hours.
In the sun?
It was
here.
There was some sun. Yeah, it's here.
Oh, fuck that.
So
are you kidding me?
So I'm hungry and I think
Jen,
okay.
What the fuck are you doing?
Trust me, she's not happy with us either.
Jesus Christ, man.
Well, Dylan says, "Hey, I'm going to Kababwe. You want anything?" And I say, "No, I got
a hot tuna sandwich in my car.
I got tuna salad in my trunk. It's just like a Tupperware full of
tuna salad that I watched you eating with fucking lettuce."
Yeah.
Chris, you were sitting within 3 feet of me. Are you fucking crazy?
Well, if you just pop that guy in the fridge for a little while, I mean, that's fine.
All right, Professor, that is not fucking fine.
Just make it cold again, and then it's fine.
Yeah, that's sort of okay for you, who's like 23 and a half, or 25, or whatever you are.
Chris is still here. Guess who's still here?
Yeah, so I did that. I did that to Dylan. Dylan said, "Wait, what are you doing?" "Oh, I have a tuna salad in my trunk that I'm going to go eat. It's only been in there for a day, so I think it's still good. And I'm just going to eat it warm, whatever." And
so you don't even put it back in the fridge.
Nah,
you just go
hungry.
Straight.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to go a step in the next direction, put a piece of cheese on that bitch, and just throw it in the toaster oven.
Make a melt.
Make a melt out of it.
Ooh, see? Matt knows.
That's what's on the menu, bro.
Yeah, so Dylan seemed a little worried. Sure, said, "You know, I get a little freaked out about that, Chris. I'll be honest."
When Dylan's second guessing you, do you not third guess yourself?
Well, I did the move what Nick just did.
Second guesses me, I know I'm right.
I looked Dylan in the eye and I said, "Hey, Dylan, when's the last time you heard of a guy dying from eating tuna salad from his trunk?" And he couldn't answer. And I said, "Great." And I walked to my trunk and I ate that tuna salad.
There you go.
And
didn't you offer me a bite?
No.
I love you, Dylan.
I don't think I offered you a bite. I don't do that.
pretty sure.
You kind of didn't. I'm now offended.
I don't.
I wouldn't do that.
You saying Chris doesn't offer bites? That's.
I do offer bites.
That's 100% false.
Of something good, but not, like, I don't think he would.
That's
not exotic.
You just
got to
linger around
you
him for just an extra beat, and then he'll go, "All right, do you want to?" "Yeah, I want some."
I'll end up giving Caitlin the rest of it.
Yeah.
He's aware. So I'm telling Mikey's girlfriend, Natasha, this, who is an RN at the emergency room. And I said, "Yeah, can you believe it? Like, he almost stopped me from eating that tuna salad. I was telling about this doofus from work." And she looks at me and she's like, "Oh, there's a 25-year-old guy in my room who left eggs and bacon in his trunk for 10 hours, ate it, and he's going to die."
Oh, my God.
And it freaked me out. So no more.
What did you eat? What did you eat? Tuna?
Yeah.
Yeah, eggs.
That's the bacon that's from, right? That's
I don't know. Yeah, supposedly he got breakfast to go, left his trunk, got drunk, and then 10 hours later just got super hungry and just reached his trunk and just ate it and got some E. coli virus or something. And she looked at me. She's like, "Yeah, he's probably going to die. Like, he's 25, super healthy, nothing wrong with him before that. Ate the eggs and bacon in his trunk, and is just out of commission now."
I'm not believing all this new age holistic bullshit.
You got Chris, you got Nick and Dylan, or Nick and Caitlin, sorry, on your side. That's pretty rough.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
stop.
It freaked me out.
It
with
should.
Good reason.
You should have fucking known in advance not to do that.
I'm still alive. I know that sucks, but but I know now, and I think I'm gonna change
probably.
My ways.
Probably. I think I'm gonna. Wow.
Yeah, I'm starting
He's
to
fine.
Lean. I'm starting to lean towards changing my ways.
That guy in the hospital is probably gonna live. Being dramatic.
Yeah, I think I'll live.
That was the children's book for underachievers. I think I'm gonna.
Yeah.
No. I think
Dawson,
I can.
At the bar, at the bar the other day, Dawson leans over. He's like, "Hey, you got any C minus?" And then he looks and he sees the thing.
I said, "Get me a C minus."
Yo, get me.
I was well aware of what was behind the bar.
Like, "Get me a C minus." And then he reaches for the Coors Light, and the guy, and then Dawson's like, "Wait, actually, gave me the B plus. I'm feeling like an overachiever today." That's what he tells the bartender.
That's good. Listen, that's just as good as like giving my usual.
Halfway through.
Different story. What happened was I asked him to get me a C minus. He says there ain't none left. And I looked down into the kiddie pool, and in the kiddie pool of ice, we had a whole bunch of cans of Budweiser. And I said,
because that's a thing. That's,
that's the way to do it. You get kiddie pools, and that's how you ice down your beer. They're easy to grab.
Duh.
And you can, you know, a lot of coverage. You got a lot of ground coverage back there behind the bar.
Square footage.
Anyway.
I got you.
Then I said, B plus will
big
do.
Big circle all of over dead grass. Today.
So, nice. Yes. I guess he got the, gist.
Or as Adam would say, the gestalt of the story.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
you guys aren't Adam. I'd probably get an earful for that.
For what?
Well, I would get an earful because you told the wrong story, so it's really your fault.
It wasn't that much different, was it? They got the punchline.
It was a detour.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. I tell the Shaggy Dog version. I like to, you know. Like
you're an entertainer.
Is that an expression?
A G. Patrick
Shaggy Dog story, yeah.
When you tell a story, the shorter version of it, you say the Shaggy Dog version?
I think it's a more embellished version rather than just shorter.
Send Dawson links to kiddie pools. At Los Angeles.
Only don't. One's full of beer.
You can't buy them that way, man.
Target. Kmart. Get on this. Kitty pool full of beer.
Walmart should be what you'd be aiming for.
Yeah. Target. I saw Raph the other day, and it reminded me of you at Target. Hmm. Matt, because of the Raph Nazi.
That's goddamn right.
And also, got to remind you guys, if you're hiring, do you know where to post your best job to find the best candidates? Matt, do you know?
The edge of a kiddie pool?
No.
Definitely not going to find good candidates there.
No.
But probably if you go to ZipRecruiter.com, you will.
You know, you're right. ZipRecruiter is the best place to post your job to find the best candidates.
Told you, bro.
Yeah. Did you know that, Kalen? With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click?
I need to go on there and hire an intern.
Yeah. And you should do it on ZipRecruiter.
We got to get cracking on those Fry rankings. Kalen can't do that work by himself.
Oh, that's a lot of busy
work. Due diligence needs to be done on this, and I don't have time for it.
Yeah, a lot. The bean scale, you think it's a light gig?
No.
It is not.
This is not hard. Not easy.
Yeah, it is not easy. It is quite hard. But that's why ZipRecruiter is different, because unlike other job sites, it doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. That's right, Kalen. So you can work more on your bean scale. In fact, over 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours.
I love how Kalen needs an intern.
Well, he'll do it. And find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses or Kalen of all sizes to find the most qualified.
I want to apply for that job and just see what it entails.
Yeah, me too. You're going to go to Burger King, you're going to go to In-N-Out, you're going to go Jack in the Box, bring me all the fries back. Yeah.
You should post that. Let's see what we can find. And right now, Kalen, listeners of this show or even members of this show can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/interview. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Don't you want to be Kalen's intern?
For the record, I don't think the interns are going to be allowed to try the fries. They just have to get them. For Kalen to try.
Oh, they know the rules.
Well, we'll see.
Kalen
we'll
put that.
They're my
Kalen's boss.
I'm not
going to
eat all of this. All right. Yeah.
He's very benevolent.
I share my
employer.
Food too, Chris.
Yeah, Kalen gives me a bite. Bitey bite every
They're not all going to be winners. Food. You get to eat all the ones that he doesn't like.
Correct.
Yeah. But I do love fries, though. So if you can
who
share
doesn't
any of those.
Love fries.
Yeah, how about Fry Day?
Again, Nick, potatoes.
Friars Club.
Just go and that's go another lap.
What's
go
on the menu.
Go
menu.
Right.
Don't you dare associate that with my section.
Just trying to end whatever he's doing.
So once again, to all of the listeners out there.
Friar Tuck?
Oh, boy.
At one point, you just had Fry from Futurama.
I did. Yeah. Thanks for listening to the show.
Kevin Bacon.
Okay, now we're just getting off the rails, which is something we never do. So let's get our plugs in before we get out of here. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Where can we go? Where do you suggest that we go?
All right, check this out. First, follow me on Twitter.
Space and Dave Mason.
At Matt Fondelier.
That's your name. That's
my name. Scott Mason.
That's not my name. Matt Fondelier is my name. You're not. Follow Scott Mason, you can, but it's not going to be following me. You got to follow at Matt Fondelier.
Sorry.
Also, thanks to Extreme Music for that Extreme Music cue that I used earlier.
Oh!
And I'm just going to throw it out there. A number of months ago on this very podcast, I told you guys about my obsession with the True Crime podcast, Sword and Scale.
Yeah, we were worried about you.
But as Adam would refer to it as the Great Magnet, I am now somehow helping to produce the Sword and Scale after show.
You're not helping to produce, you're producing it.
Yeah, I'm a co-producer. So Sword and Scale Rewind, I think, debuts tomorrow, Wednesday. I don't know what time the show's posting. But
I'll
Lynette,
post this tonight. So
cool. So Lynette and Stephanie of For Crying Out Loud are hosting the official Sword and Scale after show. And I'm on the mic with them, too. So it's been pretty fun. We've done a bunch of episodes already, and they're just now going to start to come out. So Sword and Scale Rewind and just Sword and Scale. Yeah. Awesome podcast that'll scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, I've actually been around for some of these recordings that Matt's talking about with him and Lynette. And, yeah, this I didn't think the stories were as intense as they were. Yeah, they really are. They reach a limit.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah, so
those are my plugs.
So if you're a fan of that podcast or just True Crime or just Matt Fondelier.
There you go.
Check it out. Kalen.
If you are looking for a non-paid job in which you are both going to buy and deliver me French fries, then hit me up at ZipRecruiter.
All right. There you go.
Fantastic. Yeah. Best show ever.
Yeah. Tweet your applications to Los Angeles as well. Gary, what could go for you?
Just tweet me those applications. Gary wants them. I'll retweet the good ones.
Yeah, so
but I mean, I want some fucking thought put into this. I want references.
Cover letter.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
all nine
don't
yards.
Take it seriously.
Why should you take be Kalen's intern?
Oh, by the way.
And you must live in the general Glendale.
As long as you can get the French fries and take them to me, I don't care where
reliable
you are.
Reliable transportation.
Kalen might need some of those East Coast French fries.
Yeah.
Not my plug, but was it T.C. Rodriguez who did the movie poster?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be very pleased to know that about 2 weeks later, I guess my mom was catching up and just sent me these very confusing text messages that just said, movie poster, who's Hank Hill?
And, then I Laura
sent
Lee.
Her a movie poster and explained who Hank Hill was, and she said she was confused as to why it was Hank Hill, and I explained to her that it was a joke about
because of the doppelganger-ish? Yeah.
Your mom had never heard of King of the Hill before?
She's... Kalen. No.
This is a show that is very well known throughout.
Think of her age, though, bro. That's not really in her demo.
Yeah.
It might not be demo, but
she didn't.
I don't know, Kalen. I think Kalen just crossed her name off his
here,
intern
you know
list.
What? This is all
must
I'm going to say.
Know what King of the Hill is.
This is all I'm going to say. T.C. Rodriguez. Laura Lee didn't find it funny.
Oh, Laura Lee.
Which is the funniest thing about it, in my opinion. So, good job, dude.
Yeah. Nick, where are you going for you?
Huge, huge news week in Bachelor Nation. I mean, it's all...
There was pussy looking.
You want to talk about controversy on the interwebs.
Oh, what happened? I kind of heard about
very
it.
Very impromptu.
Tune
Nick
into
explains
the podcast.
Very impromptu. Nick explains The Bachelor of Dawson.
Because it got canceled, right? Something got canceled?
Yes. Bachelor in Paradise. It's like the spinoff where they put multiple guys and girls. Matt will probably have multiple corrections for me on the state of the franchise. But they second day of filming, Corinne, who's notorious for being promiscuous on the show.
She's the one who said she had a golden vagine?
Yes, yeah, platinum. Oh. Platinum. Don't sell her short. That is bad. And people were railroading DeMario, who did not get a rose this season because another girl showed up and said he was dating her when he left for the show and never let her know. So, like, he got thrown off. So, known Lothario, DeMario. And DeMario and Corinne started hooking up day two after a day of drinking in the pool, and it got hot and heavy. Corinne
put her snooze in his face.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, though? Why is that? Why did that
producer,
get canceled?
A producer?
DJ Matt on the ones and twos.
Yeah, but hashtag free DeMario. The whole Bachelor Paradise crew is behind him. He didn't sexually assault her. She's not pressing charges, but some producer complained that, like, they shouldn't be filming this all day because she was too inebriated. You're going to have to hear our full breakdown on the next episode of another Bachelor Paradise.
Oh,
or, I mean, another Bachelor podcast.
Yeah, man doesn't even know the name of his own show.
I'm excited. It's been a crazy, hectic week.
So it got canceled because of that?
They sent everybody. I feel it to be an overreaction, straight up.
Yeah, me too.
That's kind of what you're supposed to be expecting to happen. Plow liquor with a ton of horny people and put them in a house together.
Did that at a Dead Kennedy show in Solano Beach a couple years ago.
It's obviously a very murky issue.
Not sure what else they expected.
The legality and the morality. And we'll discover as the case unwinds.
Yeah, all alleged.
They got a video of it.
Dawson. All right, well, yeah, check that out.
Free to Mario.
What's up with you, man? Where should we all go for you? Dawson.
Oh, I shut all my shit off while I was here. Dawson, he was done?
Yeah, Dawson muted his headphones. Yeah.
All right.
Mistrial.
I finished, finally, and it's available now for sale. Mistrial, an inside look at how the criminal justice system works and sometimes doesn't. Written by Mark Garagos and Pat Harris. I swear to God, after doing this audiobook and living with this for the past 3 months, I need to go to law school. It is incredibly fascinating. And there is a part in the book that proves my point on why I... Not my point, my position... on why I do not trust police, and I'm going to play that on the Adam Carolla show as soon as the book is available on iTunes. Right now it's available at audible.com, and if you sign up at audible.com, just search for Mistrial. You'll see my name there with Mark Garagos, the cover of the book. Get the free Audible 3-month trial. Keep it for 3 months.
And then make sure to shut it off.
And then make sure to shut it off, and I will get very good credit. Garagos will get very good credit.
Set a little reminder on your phone.
That's how we make the most money. Sign up and keep it for 3 months.
You can, but I forgot to shut mine off, and about 2 years later realized I had spent like $300 on it.
It's a great price.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just
Dawson,
do it.
You're
smarter than Gary.
Did they Photoshop a picture of the book cover and put you on it next to Mark? Like with your arm around him.
That's exactly what I was picturing.
That's what I'm picturing.
Funny.
Yeah. I just tried a mistrial. You'll see me. See me next to Mark.
No, it's just it's a illustrated image. There's no pictures of anybody. It's just a graphic cover.
Of you.
No. I didn't even put my name in. I didn't even add it into the cover. My company actually paid the artist who designed the cover, who found out. He's designed the Dark Tower series for Stephen King.
He did all of those covers.
Yeah. And I'm like, books.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and pay you because I told him I like the cover. I'd like to keep the existing. What's the rights cost? And he said a number that I was not happy with. And then I checked out who he was. And I said, he deserves it.
All right.
So, anyway, audible.com. It's called Mistrial. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's written from every perspective. Cops. Defense attorneys, prosecutors, judges, jurors,
court reporters.
He talks about Scott Peterson, Michael Jackson, Gary Condon.
I liked it.
Fucking
Chris Brown.
It is Chris Brown. It's an incredible book, and it's a look behind the scenes, especially if you're a 43-year-old man. It's a look behind the scenes at all the cases that you remember when you were watching the news.
All the Sabine Court. References now.
All those Sabine Court references.
I think you're an honorary member, right?
Anyway, get the link at dosangeles.com. It's the first banner that'll come up. Just click that. It'll take you right to the page. Thank you.
Mistrial.
DeMario hit up Garagos.
Yeah, it's not about a beauty pageant. It's not called Mistrial.
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 Mistrial. Yes. Check it out on Audible. And help Dawson out. We always love his audiobooks. And speaking of Dawson... I'll include myself in this plug. We're in Long Beach, the LBC. I'm coming home. DP Odds.
Going to be so much
where
fun.
Where you live?
Long Beach.
That's where you live.
Yeah.
So you already are home.
Oh.
You're just going back home.
Well, I'm still technically going to be
coming home. You're just staying
down the street. I'm coming home. And that's this Saturday.
Walk away.
Got live comedy from people like Matt Edgar, Rob Zorff, and Ryan Dune, who was on the last tour as well. And me and Dawson are going to be playing some tunes. So stand-up comedy, music, mangria, beer, good times. And that's
it's going to be a great fun time. Come and see Chris's band, Smokes. Chris's band has got their shit together.
You have a second band named Smokes?
Yep, and Watch Dawson's band Kills. Because they
no,
kill
our band is the Smoking Kills. We're fun.
Yeah, Mike Dawson, the Smoking Kills. My band's called Loxy. We're going to be playing some music. Let's dance. Let's have some fun. And that's this Saturday night. Bark at us. Growl at Dawson, and we'll have some fun.
And I got Kaylin. Kaylin is hurting for work, so I'm going to pay Kaylin $50 to stay sober at the show and drive my truck home.
That's going to happen.
With all the gear.
Yeah, I actually got a few tweets and like letters like, where can we send snacks to Kaylin? Because they heard about your diet, which it wasn't by choice. It's just a financial
thing. You're looking fantastic, though.
Thank you.
So I'll make sure to direct those your way too. Get some snacks out of this.
Yeah, that would be good. I don't even know where to send people.
Yeah, at Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
All right. Well, once again, thank you so much for listening to the Water Cooler. We love you guys, and keep the tweets and the comments and the iTunes reviews, all that coming. The participation with all the listeners is the reason we love doing this the most. So appreciate it, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one.